Today's homily is sponsored by the letter H. The last time we encountered a homily sponsored by the letter H was several weeks ago. And the letter H reminded us of the importance of hospitality. You might recall the first reading that weekend was about Abraham, who had three unexpected visitors. Rather than having them simply walk by his tent, he urged them to stop. He gave them a meal. He offered hospitality before they went on their way. And that weekend, the gospel was about Martha and Mary welcoming Jesus to their home, offering him hospitality. And that weekend, the lesson of the readings was the importance of us extending ourselves and offering hospitality to family, to friends, to foreigners, to strangers, to travelers, to all. Now today, we encounter this letter H again in the context of hospitality. We consider humility. What does it mean to be humble? Well, Jesus uses two different ways of trying to establish what humility looks like. For example, he was invited to dinner at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and he noticed how people were jockeying for position. Well, what was the best seat in the house back then, in the time of Jesus? The best seat in the house is the seat closest to the host. If you get to sit close to the host, then that's a public acknowledgement that you are special. Therefore, if you are invited to someone's home and you took a seat of honor close to the host, you might be making a mistake. So Jesus recommends that when you go to such a banquet or such an event, you take a less premium seat for yourself. Then you can always move up higher. Then your host might come to you and say, "What are you doing over there? Come with me. I've got a seat for you right by me." That's what humility looks like. And Jesus encourages humility. He says, if that happens, that the host comes and escorts you to a better seat, why, you will have the esteem of your fellow guests. Why? Because in that day and age, in that culture, everything was all about appearances. It appears that you are special. It appears that the host likes you. It appears that you are in a seat of honor. And we should give you honor as well. That's what would happen in that kind of society. Jesus knows that. And still, he encourages people to take a lower, lesser seat. That is, to embrace humility in the context of hospitality. But humility is hard when you grow up with your parents telling you you are special. Hospitality is hard. Humility is hard when you get a trophy for attendance. Humility is hard in a world that embraces things like celebrity and wealth. And that's the kind of world we live in. And so humility doesn't come so easily to us. And yet, it's considered a great Christian virtue. And in this case, in the context of hospitality. After all, you are special. But so are you, and so are you, and so is she. Oh, he is too. We're all special. Last week, we heard in our readings about people who think or thought that because they knew Jesus, because they ate and drank with him, because they were buddies, that they should therefore be able to get into the kingdom of heaven, to knock on the door and have it opened. Jesus points out to them that being his buddy, being his friend, eating and drinking with him is not enough. That's not what makes you special. What makes you special is following in his footsteps, doing what he does, living the way he lived. So even though we are special, even though we are good, we are not entitled, we are not deserving, because every seat in this church is for someone special. And you are special. And you are special. And you are special in the eyes of God. But that specialness does not mean that we are entitled to a seat of honor anywhere, or even here. For as Jesus says, those who exalt themselves will be humbled. Imagine taking a seat of honor, thinking that you are special, and then having the host say, "What are you doing sitting there?" That's the embarrassment that would happen. And that's why Jesus recommends taking a less premium seat. Because those who humble themselves will be exalted. When you were a child, certainly when I was a child, we had big family dinners for the holidays. My parents would set up a large table in our basement. But when I was young, I had to sit at the kids' table. Did you ever have to sit at the kids' table? Which was somewhere else. Because you've been put in your place. Children are by their nature humble, because that's kind of how we treat them. And yet we're called to embrace that similar kind of humility, to put ourselves in our own place, to recognize that yes, we know and love Jesus. Yes, we try to follow him as closely as we can. Yes, we are special. Yes, we are loved. Yes, we are honored. We are invited to this table. We are invited to this banquet, where every seat is a seat of honor. Every seat is for you, close to the host who is the Lord. For those who exalt themselves shall be humbled, whereas those who humble themselves shall be exalted.